Hello everybody! Today is Tuesday, and next week on Wednesday there is this examination visit waiting for me. And I mentioned this a few times, but I thought I'd give an explanation of this so that those who are interested in this, in the guide dog story of mine, understand what's going on with this, because I think it's not very common in other countries. So here in Germany, there is an institution. It is translated. It would be a medical service for the health insurances, and this is an institution that should examine cases for health insurances, and afterwards they write a report, and in this report they should either recommend to say yes to something, to what has been asked for, so in my case the guide dog, or they write a refusal and then they say that I am not able to take care of a dog because of this and this and this reasons. The problem is that most of the people who work at this medical service, they don't come and examine and then write a report from what they've seen and heard, but they are really just an instrument from the health insurance. I've done a lot of research. First of all, I knew this institution from other disability right things. I knew that they often come and threaten people and tell them they wouldn't deserve a certain social help or something. And in this guide dog thing, I spoke to a lot of guide dog owners in Germany who could tell me about those visits that they make, and there I heard that they are very critical and they ask very strange questions. Most of the time they don't know a lot about guide dogs because they originally examine cases with elderly people, where the question is if they need, if their relatives need money support to care for the elderly at home. So a totally different case, and this is what they are examining most of the time. And so oftentimes they come and they ask the same questions as they would do in these cases, and of course they just don't match guide dog matters. And there are very helpful people and very supportive people, but most of the time they are very influenced by the health insurance. And so at the end of the day, this is not really an examining visit. It is just, I read an article from a blind lawyer, and he stated it like that. The medical service is just the last opportunity for the health insurance to try to save money. So when they refuse to pay for something and the person disagreed, then they send the medical service to write a negative report. And of course, this is just terrible. and just not right, but it seems to be the case, yeah, often. But why I'm not that scared of this visit is that we, yeah, sent in our case to social court last week. I told you about that. And I think, from my opinion, I'm right in this case, and I have the right to get a guide dog. My mobility teacher wrote this down. My eye specialist wrote this down. And so it's just, I'm at the right side. And when social court looks through all the documents, I think they just cannot be of another opinion. And this is why I think this visit doesn't really matter. So maybe there will come a nice person, and then I can explain everything and why a guide dog would be so great and useful and helpful for me, and then he would write a nice report. This would be great, of course. But even if there comes a guy or a lady that, yeah, is just influenced and just very unsupportive, then I think it cannot get worse than it is now. My situation with the health insurance, because they refused to pay now two times, and worst thing that can happen is that they do it a third time, but then the social court is already involved, and I think we will hear from them in hopefully a short period of time. And so it is stressful that a person will just come here in my home and in my private rooms and will ask me strange questions. But I think it won't change a lot, even if they write a negative report. Because then I still have the right to get a guide dog, and then I still know that I'm able to take care of a dog, and good care of a dog, and that I also need it. And I just hope that this feeling and this attitude, that I can keep this until next week, until the actual visit, because this keeps me from panicking and from getting so, so nervous. Well, I am nervous, but not that bad. And I just wanted to give this explanation so that, yeah, if you are interested in this case, that you can understand the way it goes here, because I think it's very bureaucratic and very complicated, and I hope now you maybe could understand this a little bit better.